Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Last year, the Rhode Island Department of Environmental Management got a grant to reduce the environmental impact of the state's craft beer industry. That led us at Possibly to say, wait a minute, making craft beer affects the environment? So we sent Samantha Zhang and Nat Hardy from our Possibly team to see what's going on.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So does making craft beer really affect the environment in a major way, or was this just an excuse to hang out in a brewery?
Not the worst assignment, but yeah, making beer can create some environmental problems.
But craft beer? Isn't that like tiny businesses?
Yeah, it is, but they add up. Here in Rhode Island, the craft beverage industry has expanded really quickly over the past decade. Right now, there are 42 breweries in the state.
So how do they affect the environment?
First, you need a lot of water to brew beer.
And then it takes a lot of energy to process the ingredients, which can mean high carbon emissions.
But one of the biggest problems has to do with wastewater.
We saw this problem pop up after an incident in Vermont in 2018. More than 1 million gallons of wastewater, some of it from breweries in the state, was released into Lake Champlain.
The water was so polluted, a lot of beaches had to close.
Okay, so why do breweries create so much wastewater?
To find out, we talked with Michelle McCaughey, who works at the Rhode Island Department of Environmental Management.
Breweries tend to discharge high-strength wastewater, which may have the potential to cause upsets at wastewater treatment facilities.
What does she mean by high-strength wastewater? Is that just really concentrated stuff?
Yeah, that's part of it. But the water from breweries also contains materials that are especially difficult to process at wastewater treatment facilities.
The water might have a lot of sediment in it.
Or a lot of greases and oils.
But maybe the biggest concern when it comes to breweries is that there's something living in the wastewater.
Like what?
Beer is an organic product. It's a food product. It's basically just that you're making thousands of loaves of bread at a singular time.
That's Morgan Snyder, the founder of Buttonwoods Brewery, a craft brewery in Providence, Rhode Island. He says to make that liquid bread, you need an organism, yeast.
You know, that is the biggest part of our process. Without it, we can't make beer.
But when extra water from the beer-making process arrives at wastewater treatment plants with lots of yeast in it, it causes a problem.
Why?
Yeast is an organism that consumes oxygen. And when yeast eats up the oxygen in a wastewater treatment plant, it messes with the microbes that the plants use to clean our sewage. It basically takes over the treatment plant.
That's what happened in Burlington, Vermont. They were forced to dump untreated sewage into Lake Champlain.
Wow, so what are breweries doing to deal with this?
Well, it can be expensive to study and address these issues. And for small breweries like Morgan's Buttonwoods Brewery, they don't have a lot of extra cash to spend.
So the Rhode Island Department of Environmental Management used EPA funding to help them reduce their wastewater.
The department partners with individual breweries to study their operations and make a list of possible sustainable changes.
Basically, the list, it provides like a starting point for breweries to choose their own unique sustainability path based on their operation.
At Buttonwoods Brewery, that meant coming up with some affordable options to prevent organic waste, like yeast, from entering the wastewater stream.
But the solutions to reducing the environmental impact of craft brewing looks different at each brewery, both in Rhode Island and around the country.
Great. Thanks, Nat and Samantha. And thanks to Charlie Adams, who also contributed to the reporting on this episode. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. You can also subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts or follow us on social media at askpossibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.